Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This here would be High FM. I don't know where that came from. It's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
George Riley, good morning.
Good morning.
Made a big decision this week.
Big decision news.
I didn't expect to have to make this so soon.
Okay.
I've been backed into a corner and I've come out fighting.
All right, brilliant. I really want to hear about this.
You know, I told you I went to the hairdresser.
Yeah.
And what did they have in the hairdresser?
They had a Christmas tree.
It's true.
Oh my God.
And I won't say what I said.
Yeah, good.
But I pointed to it and I shouted.
Yeah, good.
And they've
good.
Got Christmas trees downstairs as well now in the mall. There's a lot for sale.
Oh, no, you're not. Please tell me you're not.
No, I've made a decision. Yeah. I have a Christmas tree from Lovely Alex. He left me all his Christmas stuff.
Okay.
So I will be back in the UK at Christmas, but I want to put this stuff up before I go at some point.
Yeah.
So I've decided what is appropriate to do. After the 18th of November celebrations.
Yes.
Then the Christmas tree comes out.
Hang on, but it's still November.
That's going to be the end of November, though, because that's going to be... I'm only going to have them up for, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
But yeah,
and it means I can sit and watch the holiday and Love Actually.
Listen to what you're saying. 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah. I'm keeping this stuff all year round.
The Christmas tree goes up in December.
No,
I disagree with you.
Really?
Christmas tree is December. Not now. I'm seeing on my Facebook people putting Christmas trees up.
But see, this is what my family always do. They go and get a Christmas tree, and it's always too late, and you get the Christmas tree that's left. Do you know what I mean? It's like lopsided.
You get the sad Christmas tree. I'll take that one. Where's the only one left?
And then the Christmas tree gets the front seat in the car, and I have to sit in the back. And then you got out for like a week before Christmas.
Not on my watch.
Well, I gotta run out. There's presents to buy. I'm really ticked off, I'm telling you why. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. Well, I got my list, but I'm really uptight. I wanna find a space, but no parking's in sight. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. Aggravation keeps repeating. Everybody seems irate. When the shoppers see a sale that's good, they're attacking each other for goodness sakes.
Attacking each other for goodness sakes.
Well, everywhere you look, there's pretty white lights. I gotta spend money when my money is tight. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Totally agree. Christmas trees shouldn't go up till December.
Thank you very, very much.
9th of November, you know, we've barely even got over Bonfire Night and Halloween.
Why bring up old stuff?
Thank you. And it's just ridiculous. Somebody put on my Facebook, well, I saw it on my feed, a Christmas tree's in the corner, right? And she went, it's only there just airing out.
Shut up!
It's plastic!
Block!
The traditional was, it used to be 12 days before, 12 days
12 days, yeah, that's it. 12 days.
Oh, I didn't know. I knew the 12 days after. I didn't know 12 days before.
Yeah, 12 days before. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
12 days before Christmas, and then 12 days after, which takes you up to the new year.
Thank you, caller. You make sense.
Informative.
I always do.
Check it.
Check it out.
get up and dance.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Get up.
This is High FM. Oman.
He just came in and he whacked up his microphone
straight in there.
He literally must have gone straight through the door.
Do you reckon he's got it on a remote control like some people have their cars to warm up?
he gets his pass out, blip, and that also does the microphone as well. So the microphone just slides up. Because he does, he just goes straight in there and straight on the mic.
He's not even waiting for his co-host.
No, he hasn't
forget
done that.
Her.
I've got stuff to say! How does he do that?
Well, I mean, technically we could do that.
No, technically we could. Technically it sounds like it sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
But literally, I need at least 10 minutes in here. just sitting down, just getting the chair ready.
And
chair.
All the noises that we make.
Oh, God, yeah. That we should usually have the mics off for.
Yeah.
We think the mics are off.
The crying and the whining. It's awful.
Oh, it's 11 minutes past six.
Is
it? Oh. But he doesn't. He always sounds so awake and laid back as well. Anyway, that's our mate Kozai over on Halla.
Robin Banks.
All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
This is High FM. I sent you a picture. You may have seen this news story that this picture's from.
I have not.
Okay, do you want to open it up and describe the picture?
Ooh.
Because there's been a lot of dumb fashion this year. And things like socks and sandals at the Louis Vuitton show. A Calvin Klein jumper that's just sleeves for thousands of dollars. Jeans with a butt crack zipper. And this is just as good.
Now this appears to be, this lady is wearing something that you get your clothes back in from the dry cleaner.
Yeah.
It says, we love our customers on the top. It's Machino. I'm not sure what that cleaner. Quality and professionalism, free pick up and deliver. And it's see-through and it's...
It's basically a plastic dry cleaning bag.
It is.
Do you know how much that is from...
Oh, probably more than I get paid in a year. How much?
285 reels.
It's
a plastic dry cleaning bag.
Do you know what? Actually, you'd be better off just wearing a dry cleaning bag. That would probably be nicer.
Ironically, the washing instructions say that you shouldn't have it dry cleaned. How crazy is that?
Podcast. Type M, Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yeah.
We have another Ryland incoming.
I know.
Tomorrow.
George's sister is arriving tomorrow.
Big sister arrives in the morning.
Should we be scared about that? Two Rylands together? I mean, what's her track record of doing a Ryland?
Not too bad. She has got a laugh that's worse than mine, though, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody says. When George is out, she just has to laugh. And I've been there when this has happened. And people have come over just by hearing her laugh.
We're not going to get Big Sister on the radio, though. She doesn't go near microphones.
Ah, okay.
And
well, hang on, why not?
She tried it once 20 years ago. She hated it. She's not been near one since.
Yeah, but she's not come in here. I'll make her feel special.
Good luck to you if you want to try. But I was thinking, she's, you know, a few years older than me, and she's all adulty, and she's got, you know, herself together, and she has done for a long time.
She's 27.
So I was like, yeah, I'm going to show off my adulting skills.
Oh, nice, okay.
So I cleaned all the house yesterday.
Well done,
I
you.
Actually put some food in the fridge, and then it all started to go wrong. So I've got a leaking toilet, my back door is jammed, and no longer opens.
Oh, your back door's jammed.
And I'm going to have to go buy some glasses, because do you know what I've got in the cupboards?
What you got?
One I got free from McDonald's when I supersized.
Oh, I hate this adulting lark. Get up.
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up.
Do you know what my pet hate is?
Go on.
Right, my pet hate is when you have a pen. You've got a pen, and you're writing with it, and it's writing fine, and then it goes.
That's your karma for throwing so many at me yesterday.
And then you do that, you go...
Or you try and breathe on it. What is that all about?
Or you lick it. You lick it.
Oh, no, I don't lick
it. Have you ever licked it?
No.
But you do this, right? You go... And then it starts working.
Yeah.
And you continue...
It's messing with you.
Yeah, and it does. It messes with you. And then you continue to write, and then it goes again.
Do you have, like, a favourite pen?
Yeah, I do. I have... It's a ballpoint pen, but it doesn't write like a ballpoint. It kind of... It's really velvety.
Ooh.
It's lovely.
Because I have to say, mine are... They're not... It's not like a Mont Blanc. It's always like some freebie or something. But what
it is...
It's what the Rylands call a lovely writer.
The last radio station that I was at, Jack, in the UK, we got these pens, right? And they were cheap. They were really cheap.
But kind of last for about two sentences.
But it's so cheap. Even the plastic was really cheap plastic. And we had thousands of them. But I'm writing with them, and the damn things don't write.
I've done that before at radio stations where you've had a box next to your desk. You have to keep going through. Just find one that works.
Maybe you had the same thing that I had. Because I went to the MD of the radio station. I went, these pens don't work. And she said, have you taken the plastic cover off? Just the plastic cover off the nib of the pen. So there's a pen with a plastic cover. Each pen had a little plastic cover on the nib of the pen. So I've got my fingernails under it, took the plastic nib off. It's a great writer.
That's amazing.
Hello, the Riddle Hotline.
Hello.
Hello, hello, yes. Have you got the answer to the riddle? Who makes it has no need of it. Who buys it has no use for it. Who uses it can neither see it nor feel it. What is it?
It's Gotham.
Yes, well done.
Yay!
Yes, yes, well done.
Very good.
Yes, you're the winner. You're the big winner.
Riddle Master, do you want the CD?
Riddle Master, yes. Well done.
Thanks.
You're most welcome.
Bye.
That went well. That was good. Good feature. I like that.
Definitely do that every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, somebody, I think, has messaged the wrong radio station.
What are they saying?
Galgado. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, it's hard to tell from that.
Yeah. Or if it's to us, they think one of us is Galgado.
Hi.
Let's just give them a call back, shall we?
Of course.
Because it's only our duty as public service broadcasters, broadcasting to the Sultanate of Oman on 9 transmitters all across the country. Yeah. It's Banks here. Ryan's over there.
Hello.
Hi. Should we tell them that they've won?
Won what?
I don't know.
Anything.
Yeah.
Slim Shady TV. Signed.
Hi.
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 Whatever it is, you've won.
Woo.
Woo.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
playing.
All right. That's okay. What competition were you taking part in?
Yeah, I don't really remember.
But hang on, were you literally just sent in a message like a minute ago?
Really? Because my wife is using my phone.
Oh, your wife is using your phone. Is your wife there now?
She just entered the toilet and she's out of it.
She's not going to be happy with you for that.
She's not.
Yeah.
Tell your wife that the radio station called and said that she's won.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you. Your wife doesn't even let you know. She's using your phone.
Oh, my God. Just kidding.
All right, so tell her to call up the radio station.
Okay.
And say that Robin and George called and said that she'd won.
I'll tell her that.
Okay.
Yep. Make that winning phone call.
Do you want the phone number?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, 22.
Okay.
000.
Okay.
959.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
George Ryland.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired.
Get up.
High FM.
Okay, I've got one more thing that I do that I don't know whether it's normal or not.
Okay.
Before you use the bathroom,
yep.
Do you ever check behind the shower curtain to make sure there's nobody there?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I do that all the time.
Because it could be. I mean, it could be like Freddy Krueger or anyone in there.
And you would be completely at a loss if you're sitting on the toilet and there is somebody behind there.
Yeah, although I've just thought, I don't really have a strong game plan for when I pull back the shower curtain. Yeah. And there is someone in there with a large carving knife. I'm just going to pull the curtain back again. Never mind.
Robin Banks.
Don't you get it? He's messing with our heads.
Oldest trick in the book.
Right, so proof of our psycho crazy listeners.
I really want to hear this.
Yeah. So yesterday on the Chris Burke Show, he did a riddle on the radio.
Riddle me this.
And a lot of people called in for his riddle. And a lot of people messaged for his riddle.
Let me play the audio from yesterday's Chris Burke Show. He's on this radio station, 4 o'clock weekdays. First off, he's nicked our bed, our Stranger Things bed.
It's High FM.
Right, so have a listen to this. Right?
And I'm Chris Burks.
This is very dramatic.
It is, isn't it? Well, he needs it. He needs the music.
Some weird music. This is the best that I could do. Yeah, it's the theme tune to Stranger Things.
It's a theme tune.
It's nothing to do with the TV show. I just wanted some weird-ass music.
He doesn't even know what Stranger Things is. He's never even seen an episode.
Over the top.
Never.
This afternoon.
I know, right?
20 minutes ago, I asked you a riddle.
Right,
and it was a reason that I did it.
Riddle?
And I have never had so many people get in touch with the show.
He's got two people called.
He's never had anyone get in touch with the show.
Somebody on the phone who apparently thinks that they've got the right answer.
Right, here we go.
If you want to call in as well, 22-000-959. Hello, who is this?
Waleed Revolution.
Waleed, how are you?
I'm good.
So at her own mother's funeral, a woman meets a guy that she doesn't know. She thinks he's amazing, but she didn't get his name or number, couldn't find anyone who knows. And then a few days later, she kills her own sister. Why?
Exactly.
Right.
What?
Did you get that? Did you have any idea what he said? Do you want me to play that again?
It's like the Grim Reaper.
Right, let me play that again, okay? I'm going to play that again. Okay. This is the riddle.
So at her own mother's funeral, a woman meets a guy that she doesn't know. She thinks he's amazing, but she didn't get his name or number, couldn't find anyone who knows. And then a few days later, she kills her own sister. Why?
Right, why?
I mean, are the two related?
Do you have any idea?
No.
Because when I heard that, it was just noise in my head.
You okay, Chris?
I had no idea what he was talking about.
No.
No idea at all. Right, so let's go to the call.
Sister, why?
Exactly, because she was so desperate to meet that guy. She killed her sister so that, thinking maybe that guy will show up again and she could talk.
Okay, Waleed.
Right, did you get that?
Yeah, that is extreme, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So this is where the craziness comes in.
Okay, Waleed.
Yes?
I don't know if this should scare you, right?
But yeah.
The reason that I asked that question is because, and I'm not joking.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
The only people who get the answer that you just got are scientifically proven to be a psychopath.
Yeah, so it's an obvious thing because, yeah.
Well, it's to a psychopath. Oh, Waleed.
Wait for it.
I don't know what
to
do. This.
I might block your number.
Wait for it.
But please keep in touch. If you need someone to chat to, just call anytime. We'll find someone for you to speak
to. I do. I always call Robin Bank and George.
Plenty of time.
There you go.
Yep, one of ours. Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Who's this calling?
This is Doa.
Doa, okay, what you got? What's going on?
You were speaking about normal.
Yes.
Being normal.
Yeah, being normal.
And I asked, define normal.
Define normal.
We haven't really got much of a grip on normal,
yeah,
if I'm honest.
I think, do you need normal defined?
Well, for us, unusual people.
Yeah.
And creative people, we don't have normal in our dictionary.
So would you, if you saw something coming up on Facebook saying, do this quiz to find out if you're normal, would you do that quiz?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Okay, well then but you're not normal then. Because
Normal people don't need to check.
Normal people don't do that. Normal people go, what a load of rubbish. Yeah, really.
Really?
Because I do that. I go...
Yeah, I would as well.
I want to see if I'm normal.
Are you sure you are normal?
Well, no. But
sure we're not.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anybody that asks somebody, am I normal, do you think? What do you think of this? Isn't normal.
Yeah.
By definition.
Well, most of quizzes I do are like TV characters, you know, and ghost character. Which character are you? Like that. Which Hamilton character are you? Are these normal?
What are you talking about?
The quizzes.
Amazing.
What is she talking about?
No.
Yeah, so I just had coffee.
I think you've answered your own question.
Really?
Wake up weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
This is High FM. Former Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer has apologised for the massive security breach. Remember the one that happened that compromised tons?
Well, there were a few.
There was one big, massive one. Tons, millions of email addresses and sensitive data. Apologised, eventually. Unfortunately, she emailed the apology from a Yahoo account. So, check your spam folder.
Why so serious?
I'm having a staring contest with you.
Oh,
yeah, I win.
You've got to tell someone.
Oh, well, I thought it was obvious. We were staring at each other for about 10 seconds.
No, I thought it's been weird.
No, I was having a staring contest. Okay, let's have a staring contest. All right, so 3, 2, 1, go.
This is great radio. We should definitely start doing darts if we can do it this well.
No laughing either.
It hurts a bit. I'm going to start crying in a minute. Are you ready for that?
Good. Oh! I win.
Oh, it
I
burned.
Win.
Yeah, you
I
really
win.
Did. Fair play.
Thank
fair
you.
Play.
Thank you very much.
I am defeated.
Don't you forget that.
Radio gold.
That's why people tune in. They've been talking about this at the water cooler.
Oh, water cooler moment.
Did you hear that this morning? He had a staring contest.
Maybe people in offices all over Oman will be doing staring contests.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm reliving what happened this morning just before 9.
Was that High FM?
Oh, of course. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM's Robin Banks.
Yes, good morning to you.
Has the rhythm got you?
Yeah, rhythm is going to get me.
Shimmying.
Rhythm is going to get me. Ever since Kozai came in, just been feeling it. You know what I mean? You know when you feel it?
Yeah.
You feel a rhythm.
I'm going to scare you out of it. You have a daughter.
Yes, I do.
Who is 6.
She is.
By the time she is 14...
I don't even want to think about that. I really don't.
Exactly. Right now, the average child of the age of 14 will have sent how many text messages?
Oh, my God. It's thousands, isn't it?
35,000.
Wow.
30,000 WhatsApp messages. Yeah. And this is the bit that gets me. At 14. 3 solid weeks of video chat. Imagine by the time your Annie gets to 14.
Yeah, but most of that would be, Daddy, can you come and collect me?
Dad can have some money. Dad, yeah. I need some shoes. Dad.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
This is High FM. Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Hello.
Now, go with me on this. So the police arrest you, okay? You're the suspect in a major case, and the interrogation is intense.
I don't like this game.
The detectives, they're hammering you, George. And you know if they stop, they don't have enough on you and you could walk away. What would you do?
So my head would be going, don't say anything. And my mouth would be going...
You do this. You do this. What this 24-year-old guy did, his name's Sean Sykes. He was pulled over back in September and the 5-0 found a lot of stuff in a backpack inside his car. And the police took him in for questioning. And Sean swore, it's not mine, it's not mine. But the cops kept persisting, and Sean finally got them to stop with...
I've no idea.
His flatulence. Or as the official police report put it, quote, Mr. Sykes released a loud fart. Mr. Sykes continued to be flatulent, so I ended the interview.
I mean, can he do this on demand?
The police let him go without charging him, which is kind of amazing. And pretty much all thanks to his flatulence.
That's frightening. So you can get away with anything if you've got flatulence. You're so childish. So am I.
Ah, Roger, good morning. This is your captain, and welcome aboard Flight 721. We are currently flying at an altitude of 26,000 feet. We'd like to remind you that, according to recent studies, it is unsafe to hold it if you're in need of passing wind. So you're now free to move about the cabin and crack one off. Roger.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again we do request that you please return to your seats and make sure that your seatbelts are securely fastened. Thank you.
Wait, that wasn't me!
Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking. This is High FM.
Okay, don't try and make a joke out of this, because there's people who are tuning in now who want to know the key to happiness.
Okay.
And I think we should give it to them.
Best behaviour, then.
Should drop some seriousness. There's this professor in neuroscience. He says the single most important thing you can do to achieve long-term happiness is what?
Have nice people around you?
Yes.
Yes.
Surround yourself with the right people, because it causes your brainwaves to mimic the brainwaves of the people you spend the most time with.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your definition of nice, doesn't it?
You unconsciously pick up their way of seeing the world and the way that they act as well. It's that mirroring thing.
Mirroring.
You're literally on the same wavelength. So you should be around people you actually like, because you're going to become more like them.
Well, this is awkward. That's not a joke, by the way, genuinely. If I'm going by what this dude says, then I need to reassess.
He says it changes things on an everyday level too.
Doesn't it just?
When you're in sync with the people around you, you don't waste energy on small decisions.
Or moaning about what time it is.
Oh, God. In other words, it doesn't really matter what restaurant you go to. All that matters is who you're there with. And with the right people in the morning between 6 and 10. Yeah. Hello! Good morning, how are you?
That's actually how it went this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
As we all know, it's really hard to swat a fly.
It is.
Why is that?
Because it's a moving target.
No.
It's really obvious.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. It's because they're basically seeing everything in slow motion.
So, do you mean that it's slowed down for them so they've got a lot more time to react and move?
Yes. Humans and other animals don't really see things as one continuous video. Our brains are constantly piecing together images, so everything looks like it's continuous. You with me?
Yeah, it's still the same point, though. It's a moving target.
No, it's not.
Just that you're saying it's got more time to move.
How fast it happens is called flicker fusion rate.
Flicker fusion rate?
For humans, it's about 60 times a second, kind of like a video camera that shoots 60 frames a second. But not all animals have the same flicker fusion rate.
Flicker fusion rate?
For turtles, it only happens about 15 times a second. So things for turtles look like they're moving a lot faster for them than us. For houseflies, it's around 250 times a second, which means they're seeing the world move four times slower than us.
Right.
So if they see a fly swatter coming their way, they can move before it hits them.
So you're saying that to a fly, I look like this?
Exactly like that.
That's a visual gag.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Wolfman Jack. How you doing down there?
Yeah, good. Who is that?
The Wolfman Jack. You've never heard of me?
Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, he's a big radio star.
You've never heard of Wolfman Jack? You don't look it up, but you're not a DJ if you haven't heard of me.
Of course I've heard of you. I've heard of Wolfman Jack. Wolfman Jack's a legend. Absolute legend.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, so Wolfman Jack, do you want to take over then? It's Wolfman Jack, radio star, radio legend.
No, these calls are expensive from up here.
Nice.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're all right. We're not bad. All right then, Wolfman. So what you got for Oman?
Have a great weekend.
That's
nailed it.
Oh, Wolfman Jack, yes, always, yes. Always does it.
All right. Take care, guys. Have a good show.
This is High FM's Worst Of Morning Show podcast with myself and her over there. And we're doing Got Money, where you can win money.
Money!
100 reels every weekday, 300 reels a week, and 2,500 reels a month, and also winning on the podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. And we give... Oh, I think someone's answered.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Very polite. Do you know who you're talking to?
Yes, I do. Hi, FM.
Yay!
Woo, 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 woo!
I reckon you're always that polite anyway.
Yeah, I did too. She sounds
lovely.
It. Yeah, yeah. Who are you, lovely lady?
So my name is Maya.
Maya's on the phone. Hello, Maya. Maya, you're on our podcast right now. How does it feel?
I'm excited and
excited.
Nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
All the feels.
Don't be nervous. Maya, we are calling you with a Got Money call.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you SMS'd the word win into 91991.
Yes, I did.
You are this week's podcast winner, which means...
Oh, my God.
100 reals, Maya!
I'm so happy. But I'm in the office, but I'm really happy. I never win anything. So I'm really, really
yeah, just a little scream, just a little.
Like a little whoop.
Yay! Just,
oh, that was pathetic. Your work colleagues are going to go, that was a pathetic scream. What happened? And you're going to have to go, well, I got a call and I was on the podcast. It's not funny.
I'm screaming inside.
Yes.
I really am.
That's like us every weekday morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on.
Podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Ooh, hi.
Oh, no, I'm on the radio. I've just realised. I've dialed the number and they've answered. Oh, no.
No!
Hello, who is this?
I'm Bella.
Okay.
How can we help?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually just coming up to my first anniversary. So I'm kind of trying to brainstorm something like super nice or super cute, you know?
So you think those two losers on the radio will be able to help you?
Actually, Banks, let
Whoa.
Me take this one.
Reverse back!
Okay. I might be single, but I have got to many first anniversaries. Now, back off, you're rubbish
right.
at gifts.
This is yours. Bella is George. George, Bella. Here we go.
So, Bella, you obviously really like your other half.
But
you got to the first year.
He got
Stop it.
All right, sorry.
Paper, I believe, to be the official gift
it
of
is.
The first anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, paper.
So you get something really nice paper, but you also need to get something else as well, because
well,
otherwise
to.
It's cheap.
Yeah, completely.
Let's be honest. Yeah. What about a handbag? Do you know what kind of handbag she likes?
No, she actually hates handbags.
Oh!
Shoes? Shoes? Take her away for the weekend.
I kind of have something like for a 2-day trip out of the country.
Do you know what you do?
But I think it's not enough.
Right, no, it's not enough. But you need to give her a gift from your heart. So I would just stick with paper. Why are you looking at me like that? Why?
Because you're getting cheap, aren't
you? No, I'm not. But if it's a gift from the heart...
Yeah, no, that is really nice.
And you just... You make her a card. Oh. What's up? You make her... Oh. Like a card, maybe from photographs of your last year. And you have a lovely little card. You take her out to dinner as well. What? Oi!
Yeah, you got to take her out for dinner as well.
Yeah, you got to do that.
No, yeah, something thoughtful. Yeah. Obviously, that scores all the points. But you need the dinner as well. Because otherwise, you just get like a rubbish origami fly, aren't you? Cheers for that.
And you want something that she can tell her friends that you've done for her. And they can go, oh, isn't he lovely?
Like get her favourite song lyrics done in like a canvas or something.
Beautiful.
That's always not, a winner.
Yeah, that's it.
You're welcome. George does relationships. Smashed it.
So damn beautiful. With every death, there comes rebirth. It's a circle of life.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
When I was sitting outside last night until midnight, because my house scared me.
Just to recap, if you missed it earlier.
I had a nightmare.
She went to bed at, what time, 7:30?
7:30.
Really early, which is just bliss.
And it wasn't.
Well, no, it wasn't about 9:30, because an old lady came to visit you in your dreams.
She was so mean.
Hello.
She was rude. She was aggressive. Very scary. So what I decided I'd do is I'd go and sit outside and... Look at a very long list of things to enhance your bathroom. Yeah, that's what I did. It was a really long list, and I like a list. So we started off with the usual shower speaker. They're all rubbish. I mean, has anyone in the world actually got a working shower speaker?
Is anybody listening right now in their shower? Not with the radio on in the bedroom or something, but with a shower speaker.
I've had at least three.
Are they fallen or...
Well, you know, they've got the sucker on it.
Yeah.
And this went bang! Oh, great. I am, however, taken with this, going to invest in the non-slip velvety bath mat.
Oh, nice.
Then I came across this. Wow. A personal shower locker.
You might forget the code.
Now, if you need that, you're living with the wrong people. Or, now this is interesting. This is where I'm at in life. Look, a curved shower rod so it doesn't stick to you in that creepy way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's horrible, isn't it?
This is my life. I really want that bath mat, though.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Seriously, though, we stink out loud.
George Ryland.
That was terrible.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
Banks here, Ryland's over there.
All right.
Waking you up each weekday morning.
Sorry about that.
Lucky you. the word of the year. Do you hear what's...
I remember it irritating because it's two words.
It is,
I've got them on a technicality, but can I remember those two words? No.
Fake news.
That's it.
Was named the word of the year. And to that I say, what a bunch of covefge. Yeah. Wake up in the morning. Even though it's still November, it's not even the middle of November, you may have heard Christmas music already.
I haven't actually.
It's more or less impossible. Maybe not in this country, but in Europe, America.
It's relentless.
It really is. Some stores started 3 weeks ago.
Not cool.
According to one psychologist, it's not getting you into the spirit, but it's making you insane. There's a lady called Linda Blair, not the girl from The Exorcist, a different Linda Blair. She is a criminal psychologist in England, and she says that listening to Christmas music too early in the season is bad for your mental health. So if you're thinking, like George said last week about putting up your tree, having Christmas music in the background, like, don't do it.
Yeah, but Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Is there ever a bad time?
She says that listening to Christmas music too early is really bad because it's a reminder of all the stressful stuff that you have to do to get ready for the Christmas season.
I get that, also it's because usually people have like one Christmas CD. I worked in somewhere over the season once and there was one CD and we listened to it on repeat for a couple of months. Yeah. I was angry.
She actually says it's really bad for people who work at places where they play Christmas music all day for like two straight months because the catchy little melodies make it hard for them to focus on anything else. All right?
No, it's not all right.
Always remember, please, there is a proper time and place to jingle your bells. It's way too early for Christmas music.
Or this.
It's way too soon for me
to sing.
There's no snow or mistletoe. And good luck finding a tree.
Instead of a Christmas present, could this stop?
Except the fake ones. They're on sale now at Homes R Us downstairs. Christmas music, it was special.
This is not special.
When it was played.
Why is this happening to
me? Around then. I'm excited for Christmas music.
Please send help.
But now's way too early.
Help me.
To begin.
Where to start?
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Y'all ready for the big show?
Say what?
Listen, I say we don't air this show.
What are you talking about?
As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on.
This is the show for you.
Let's go!
Robin Banks. What do you think came top of the list of the most dangerous occupations because of exposure to contaminants? Which occupation do you reckon?
Would it be something nuclear-y like Homer Simpson?
You would think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But no.
Then what?
Dentist.
What?
Yeah, a dentist came top of the list of exposure to contaminants, most dangerous occupation. Exposure to disease, infections, time spent sitting as well. Although, based on those three factors, exposure to disease, infections and time spent sitting, I would have guessed being in this studio.
Good morning.
Whatever.
Oh, shut up. No, NASA.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
I want to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I bet he can go back to bed as well. Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
My name's Lian, and I just want to say that I'm a big fan.
Yay!
Yes!
Of who? Of Merge. Puts the phone down.
No, of Hi FM.
Long time missed the first time caller.
Yeah. Have you ever called us before?
No. It's my
first time. Oh, you are? Right. How does it feel calling for the first time?
I feel very nervous, actually.
You're doing good, though.
Yeah, you're doing really well. Because sometimes there's just silence on the other end of the phone with first time callers. Because they have this thing in their head, and then we say, so what's your name? And they're, I'm going to go, bye. So listen,
okay. What
did you think would happen when we answered the phone? How did you think this conversation would go?
Actually, thought that you wouldn't answer.
So you dialed a number thinking they're not going to answer. And then you could say, well, I tried to call, but they didn't answer. I would have given them hell. I would have owned them. I would have burned them. But now the shoe's on the other foot, isn't it? All right, so you have Oman listening right now. So what message have you got?
I just want to say that I really love Oman. And, like, I almost grew up here, like, my whole life. So
Dude, hang on. What are you doing at the time you're doing your message for Oman? Because your phone's all clicking and everything.
Oh, sorry, I'm just actually walking.
Walking? Are you going to work?
No. I'm like going to school.
You're going to school? Ooh.
Oh. Yeah,
what school do you go to?
Philippine School, Oman.
Is it a good school?
Yeah, it's a great school.
Dude, what is all the clicking on the phone?
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
Are you wearing your tap shoes today?
Hey, dilly.
Walking.
Listen, you have a fantastic day and thank you very much for calling.
It was lovely to talk to you.
It was, even though we gave you a bit of abuse.
I love you guys.
I love you too!
Love you!
We love you more, no returns!
Thank you.
You're our favourite listener and we mean it.
1-2-1-2, yeah, hey.
Waste your life now.
In the morning.
Go ahead.
In the morning.
Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
When you wake up.
George's got the Muscat Daily in front of her.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
It is true. It's our latest advert in the Muscat Daily. Would you like to read it?
I would.
Okay, here we go.
So, yes, again, we have not employed the use of space by having a blank half
It's brilliant.
Page.
It's great. And it's on page 3 as well, which is where you want it.
Obviously. So, top left, it says, Hi FM, Oman's number one hit music station is our slogan.
Yep.
Which it is. That's true. Bottom right, it says, Because we have no idea what we're doing isn't the greatest. Because it really was a choice between them.
You are literally wasting your life on the toilet.
What?
According to this, the average man spends a year of his life in the bathroom. And the biggest chunks of that are 52 total days shaving, 97 days showering, and 112 days sitting on the toilet.
Oh, I thought this was going to be looking in the mirror.
Well, this survey also found 9% of men like posing in front of the mirror.
That's it. No, it's higher than that. It's got to be higher than that.
Unfortunately, this survey only included men, so we don't know if women spend more or less time in the bathroom during their lives. But you know, it's definitely more, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be more. Can we still say that in 2017?
It's definitely more for me because I have to arrange all the labels in the comments.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you, Robin?
I am fine.
This is Abdullah.
What about?
I'm good.
No. What about the other one that's here?
George.
Yes.
She's fine?
Ask her.
Hello, George.
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. Good chat. How can we help?
To hear that.
All right, Abdullah, what's going on?
You remember me?
You don't remember me, do you? Remember me, but I remember you. You're in my face all the time on the radio.
Oh, I love you.
I'm just going to leave you two to it. This is like a bromance thing.
Please don't.
Please
don't. No, don't.
I don't know where this is going, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I don't either. I do recognise your voice.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Oh, I hate you.
I'm the one who invited you last time
for
dinner.
Oh, God, for dinner, remember? I basically control Robin's diary, so do give me a date and I'll book that in for you.
This is the guy who works for Oman Air.
Engineer, I know.
Yeah, and he said...
Three flights for life if we go for dinner.
That's true.
Is it true? Like, can we have that in writing? No, really, because I've got a couple of flights that I need. Like, I'm not joking.
Oh, God.
So, what would we have for dinner if we went round to yours?
Of course, barbecue.
Yeah, that's fine.
She's so cheap!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here.
Live from Muscat Grand Mall.
Don't stop.
High FM.